Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to StopsWithMe.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, the bigger news for the livestock complex as well as the grain complex was that the Foreign Ag Service retracted the weekly export sales information yesterday. They had migrated to a new reporting system which encountered problems with reporting that made the numbers inaccurate. Thus, the weekly export report yesterday provided much confusion. Meanwhile, live cattle futures did close mixed with nearby months showing minor losses. Having little fresh news to trade, cash was steady to a dollar lower depending on the area. Box beef was mixed again, as has been the pattern this week, with choice up 71 cents. Select was down 8 cents. Feeder cattle gained strength as corn prices came under pressure. Hogs were able to rebound from the lows, closing moderately higher across the board. There was little incentive for traders to buy into the market, with cash down $7.88 on the direct afternoon hog report, and cutouts were slipping by about 33 cents. Even though hogs spent time in negative territory yesterday, the chart gap in October failed to be closed, leaving a negative technical tone. December Kansas City wheat's trading 5 cents higher early today. December Minneapolis wheat's up 3 cents, finding light support after yesterday's double-digit losses. There is not a strong fundamental reason to be bearish near wheat's lowest prices of the year, but there are chances for beneficial rains across the southwestern and southern plains for the next 2 weeks that could help the region to at least partially recover from drought and have a better chance at planting conditions this fall. December corn's trading up 5 cents early today, on track for a decent gain on the week, but also short of the 100-day average of $6.76. Past 7 days of rain has given some late benefit to crops in the North Central Corn Belt and Ohio, while the rest of the region has remained dry. November soybeans trading up 12 cents early today, staying near the upper end of this month's range and showing support after getting hit Thursday with a 25.75-cent loss. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. At the close yesterday, October live cattle down 12 cents, 143.65. December down 10, 149.90. September feeder cattle up 122, 184.25. October up $1.07 at 185.52. October hogs up 72 cents, 91.10. Kansas City wheat, September down 27 and a quarter, 8.69. December down 27 cents, 8.66 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 25 and a quarter, 7.69 and three quarters. December down 24 and a quarter at 7.89. September corn down 8 and a quarter, 657 and a half. December down 7 and a quarter at 650. September soybeans down 8 and a quarter, 1552 and a half. November soybeans down 25 and three quarters, 1431 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.